This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. It's been a year and a half since North Baton Rouge had an emergency room. On Wednesday, Governor Edwards announced plans to change that.
Our partner for healthcare delivery in Baton Rouge is Our Lady of the Lake. And it just so happened that we were in the process of negotiating with all of our partners revisions to those agreements so that we could save money. And it made sense to incorporate into those negotiations a new emergency room here in Baton Rouge.
LSU Health's Urgent Care Clinic, just blocks from the former Earl K. Long Charity Hospital, will house the new ER.
As we pulled in that driveway out there, the bottom of that sign says, no emergency room. That's not going to be up there much longer.
After Earl K. Long was shut down in 2013, uninsured patients were encouraged to go to Our Lady of the Lake, 10 miles away. Instead, many went to the closer ER at Baton Rouge General Mid-City. The Mid-City ER closed in March 2015. Dr. Jim Rohr, Medical Director of Emergency Services for Our Lady of the Lake, says the new facility will have a full emergency department team.
We're going to start with 8 beds that can flex up to 11 beds.
Our Lady of the Lake CEO, Scott Wester.
And our goal is to be operational 12 months or less from today's date.
The governor says Medicaid expansion, now covering 306,000 Louisianians, is helping make this happen.
And but for the saving that we generated from the expansion of the Medicaid, $184 million in savings in this year alone, none of these advancements would have been possible.
For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and Campus Federal, Louisiana's business credit union, serving the financial needs of LSU and its communities since 1934.